Everybody, how are you? Chef Albert Hernandez. They call me the Untamed Chef. A beautiful day here today. We're live from beautiful Visalia, California, right here in the beautiful Central Valley or the San Joaquin Valley. We have a very interesting show today. We have a really unique guest, but before we get started, you know, we got a little bit of rain last night, which is definitely a prayer answered. As we know, we're in a really big drought right now in the state of California, especially the Central Valley. We need this rain more than anything right now due to the fact that our crops are really dried up. A lot of farmers are looking for water everywhere they could possibly look. So let us just continue to continue to pray and do what we can to help with the water crisis, use water on designated days, but more importantly, don't be wasteful of water. You know, I'm not telling you to keep a bucket in the shower or something with you to water your plants, but, get creative, get useful with it. This is an unbelievable opportunity for us to really use our imaginations and to really participate with this whole water crisis and really show our support. The water will come back. I'm very confident that it will. But until it does, let's just take time, you know, to appreciate what we have right now. So first and foremost, like I said, my name is Albert. They call me the Untamed Chef. We have a really cool show planned. First, I want to thank the Lord for my continued talent to share and to inspire. I am nothing without that, so I'm very grateful for that. And a special thanks to all my personal sponsors, Sunbless Orchards, Madrid's Team Realty, Mr. Victor Perez Law Firm, T. Roxel's Bistro Blend, The Cellar Door, Visalia Quick Smog, Selzer and Dillard Funeral Chapel, the California Association of Agriculture and Labor, and the Visalia Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. And to all of my sponsors considering to come on the show, we'd love to have you. I want to brag about you as much as I possibly can. And it just would look really amazing on the jacket. And a special thanks to Mr. Robert Caceres, who put my jacket and put all these logos, embroidered the jacket. It looks unbelievable. Special thanks to, in no particular order, to Foodie TV and to Grillion Ideas Radio. I love representing you, and I look forward to doing many, many wonderful and great things. So like I said, we're still looking for sponsors. It's an $1,100, you know, enrollment. It's a year of advertising, and we're going to do some really amazing things. And if you know me personally, you definitely know I'm the kind of guy who really loves to brag about people more than himself. So that's definitely what we're going for. Look me up at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com or www.grillionideasradio.com for archived shows and the current show now if you want to download it on podcast or however you go about that. We could definitely do that. And also www.foodietv.com to take a look at the lineup of the amazing celebrity chefs that we're going to have in the lineup that will start in October. Now, my show won't start actually until January 2015. My pilot will be running, though, in October, so you'll be able to see that. Upcoming events that I have here. First, before we do any events, I just got to say a special shout-out to Miss Marisha Dixon, who really did an amazing, amazing job at the new Fresno Downtown Club. Such an amazing event. And a special shout-out to the culinary team there. You guys are rock stars. Mr. Nick Farid, thanks for having and hosting us. We really appreciate it. My wife had a phenomenal time. So upcoming events I have is the 4th Annual Modesto Harvest Festival, October 18th. I will be doing 3 demonstrations from start to finish with a special theme. I can't tell you guys quite what that is because the wonderful lady who's putting it on probably will have me in trouble for that. And you know who you are. I love you, Carolyn. So we'll talk more about this as we get closer to it. So we're going to reveal more before the show starts. You'll know what the theme is, so everybody can get real excited. Sunday, October 19th, the 2nd Annual Menudo Festival with special musical guest Malo where I'll be demonstrating how to cook a menudo from start to finish in 1 hour. And I did not stutter or I did not say it the wrong way, everybody. It is 1 hour. We are going to show you how to make a menudo. It's pretty fantastic. Saturday, October 25th, the 2014 Fall Wine Cornucopia, where I'll be showing I won't be doing a demonstration. I will be showcasing my four-time award-winning hors d'oeuvre, my Southwestern Sweet Corn Bellini Top with a 24-hour infused roasted red pepper and jalapeno cream cheese. We have some things in the works here with one of my sponsors, the Cellar Door, dining in the dark at the Cellar Door pop-up restaurant. Come and eat using all of your other senses. We're going to be doing four courses, the Untamed Chef style, and you guys know my style is insane. We are in the works of launching this project Saturday, November 8th. And last but definitely not least, Saturday, November 22nd, 2014, I will be demonstrating at the Visalia Grocery Outlet how to cook a complete Thanksgiving dinner in 30 minutes. New Mexican rubbed turkey breast, whipped red potatoes, spicy arroco verde, cranberry with serrano chili stuffing, and a beautiful red wine brown gravy. Going to be a very fun show. We'll have more info as we get closer to the date. So without further ado, I want to introduce my wonderful guest, Mr. Lewis Henderson, who is an author. He's an amazing chef. He's just a real talented person to have and to know. And I am honored to be able to bring this wonderful guy on my show. And we already have the our wonderful culinary gauntlet ready so we can get to know who Chef is and pick his brain a little bit. Chef Lewis, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
You know what, brother? I'm loving this California weather. My wife still thinks she thinks it's cool enough to keep the windows open. However, I'm one of those guys who sleeps with the fan on. So it's like, you know what? I'm pretty sure I'll be having the air conditioner on for at least another 2 weeks until it gets really cold out there. Then I'll be turning on the heater. I'm kind of one of those backwards guys. So it is what it is, Chef. But what I want to do here is I got these wonderful questions that I have written down. And we use these so we can just kind of know who you are, Chef, in 10 quick questions. And then we'll let you, you know, take your waves a little bit. First and foremost, who is your inspiration for you being the chef that you are?
Actually, I would have to say my mom, you know, sit there and watch, because I'm the last of 20 kids, so she was cooking a lot. And I got a chance to see all the different ethnic creations that she was creating. So side by side with her, just that's where I got inspirations from, wanting to be a chef. And, you know, just my curiosity got the best of me, started taking classes, and then next thing you know, here I am.
They also used to play with your food too, huh, Chef? I'm definitely
absolutely
one of those. Okay. If you could cook, if you could ask any chef that you can, you know, work with, who would it be and why?
Who would it be? I don't know. I guess I would have to say, I don't know if you would know him. He was actually the master chef. His name is Dieter Kiesling, and he was he's a master chef, and he was the main administrator at the culinary school that I went to. And he was just such a talented chef that, you know, just his words, you know, inspired me to do a lot. So if I had a chance to work with him, that's the main reason why. Because I mean, he was the foundation of you know, a lot of the skills and you know, information that I got as a young chef. So I would really like to work with him.
That's absolutely amazing, you know. And you know what's funny is master chefs, they have this weird just aura around them, you know, where they're, you know, funny thing is most master chefs are very humble, you know. They're masters because they get that way because they help so many people. You know, they're not these chefs that want to keep all their secrets to themselves. They want to help you and try to make your life more simple. So thank you to all the master chefs all over the world listening. We love you. All righty. So what we have here, Lewis, what's your favorite restaurant? And I don't want to throw anybody under the bus here, but we got to ask the question. How about we're going to change the question. What is your favorite restaurant that you have recently been to?
My favorite restaurant I've been to, I would have to say, I haven't been to many recently. Oh, okay. I've been to one called the Carlton. It's located downtown Pittsburgh. It's a little bit, I'm not going to say upscale, but, you know, they have a really good variety. Consistency is, you know, is exactly where it should be. Service is unbelievable, and, you know, it's the exact same every time I go there. So, I would have to sit across him.
That's amazing, Chef. Okay, so what we have now is we're going down our list here, and I love that I put this list here because it helps me to get through this fast and we can get some of what's going on in your life. What is your favorite dish to cook?
My favorite dish is something that I created. It's called a seafood martini, and it's exactly that. It's in a martini glass. It consists of lobster meat, jumbo lump crab, shrimp, and it has mango and a little bit of jalapeno in there. And it has like a tequila roasted tomato sauce to go along with it. It is unbelievable.
It sounds unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. You're making me hungry here. And, you know, I already ate dinner. But I told my wife, every time I'm done doing the show, I end up going and getting something to eat or making something to eat. So I'm gonna try to keep to my diet here, you know. I want to live a long time. But that sounds really, really good. All righty. So what is your favorite kitchen tool?
Favorite kitchen tool? I would have to say the RoboKitchen. It's so you can do so many different things. So you can do cheesecake batter. You can puree a sauce. You can buffalo chop things. So you can do so many things with it. It's universal in a kitchen, you know. So I mean, I use that more than any tool in the kitchen.
I absolutely love the RoboKitchen. What makes it so unique, especially like when you're making like a caramel powder, you know, you need to have that thing spinning fast enough, and you pour the hot caramel in there, and then you pour in the tapioca melted dextrin. It turns into an instant powder. I absolutely love a RoboKitchen. I need to get another one because I tend to go through them really fast. You know what I need to do? I need to just get a RoboKitchen. Is a lot different than just a food processor. You know, it's a more quality, more industrial machine. So yeah, I'm going to just try to put that on my Christmas list and see what my wife says, you know. Yeah, I know we have a $2,000 RoboKitchen. Why not, right?
Absolutely.
All righty. Okay, so moving along. What's the weirdest thing that you've ever eaten?
The weirdest thing? By far, I would have to say, that's a good question. I guess I would have to say octopus. You know, it was... bought it. I was living in Seattle, and it was a place called Wajimaya. It was a Asian market, and you know, they just cut it right there, kind of like sushi. And I don't know how they prepared it, but it was amazing. And you know, it's caught my taste buds ever since.
That sounds interesting. You know,
I love octopus,
but it's different. You know, everywhere you go, it depends on who the chef is. You know, it's kind of like you go to an art gallery and you don't know what you're going to see. You know, somebody's abstraction of what they think a tree should look like doesn't mean that's what they're going to paint, you know? And I got to see some of that at the downtown club this week. Me and my wife and I were guests at this wonderful event. And it was just really amazing, especially when you see art and what we do as chefs every day. It is art. It's unique. Mm-hmm. And it's interpretation on the way we see the world, you know. So
Absolutely.
You know, that sounds like a real killer dish. I think I'm going to need to get out there one day and try that out. All righty.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so moving along here, what's one ingredient in your kitchen that you just can't live without?
One ingredient. Let me see. I'll have to say garlic. I'll put garlic in maybe 75% of dishes that I make. I mean, it's such an unbelievable essence. It enhances so many things and everything like that. So I'll say garlic.
You know what? And garlic is just one of those things that just really enhances food. And I tell people all the time, you give me garlic, salt, and just pepper, and I will give you something amazing.
Absolutely.
I don't need to have a whole cabinet full of spices and different things. It's knowing how to use the simple things that we should be using every day and utilizing them the right way. You know, if something's over garlicky, then you've you've abused such a beautiful, beautiful product. And
right.
I'm glad you said that, Chef, because when I heard the seafood martini, I was like, oh, I know there's some garlic in there. So, it's, you know, it's like one of those things where I'm just tasting this dish as you're talking about it, and I'm like, this sounds really good, you know. And that's the kind of food that I like to make too, Chef Lewis. I want to make food that makes people happy. Six ingredients
Absolutely.
Or less. I don't want to muddle the flavors. I want them to be as pure as possible. And
Absolutely.
That's what we try to demonstrate every day with our talent, you know. So I'm really awesome. Okay, so we're coming down to the very last two questions here. What is any, out of all the restaurants in the world, where would you want to work at, Chef Lewis?
Where would I want to work? Let me see. You know what? I would want to work, believe it or not, I would want to work at one of Gordon Ramsay's restaurants, just for a simple reason that, you know, he has a hold on a lot what we deal with in the culinary field and everything. You would be able to express yourself, you know, in the culinary field. You'd be at presentations and everything. You'll have all of the ingredients at the tip of your fingers that you would really want, so you can create the best food possible. So. One of his restaurants, because I didn't meet him personally, but you know, like through a friend, you know, just in, you know, general conversation, he seems to be a really, really guy who's on top of this game, you know.
I love it. It's a wonderful answer. We can learn a lot from a that caliber, and the, you know, his expectations of what he wants out of chefs, which we're starting to see more of every single day, is it's unique that we have to be willing and we have to be wanting to serve the best at every single moment, every single service. And that takes a lot of people, and it takes a lot of passion to pull something off like that day in and day out.
Absolutely.
So kudos to Chef Gordon Ramsay. That's an amazing answer. So the very last question I have, and this is the one that that I keep in my own little personal arsenal of people I interview. And these are the things that will stick out the most. What is the most untamed thing you've ever done in the kitchen? And you can say anything you want, Chef. We're all ears.
All right, now, so you said untamed?
The most untamed thing you've ever done. Let's hear it.
Let's see. Well, there's been quite a few. Well, honestly, the way I coach and develop a lot of people as far as, like, making mother sauces and everything, you know, I tend to I'm a real stickler on, you know, doing everything the proper way. Well, I had a party for about, let's say, 200, and I was missing my béarnaise, so I had to get my hollandaise going. So with less than 10 minutes to go, I had to, you know, make my hollandaise in a robo-coup of all things, and you know, it came up.
That's awesome.
It came together perfectly and everything like that. But you know, I had to, you know, humble myself, you know, to my staff and everything. Like, oh, chef, no, you have to whip it, and everything. I said, listen, you know, we have paying guests coming in. You know, we can't afford to, you know, have them waiting. You know, they, you know, they're paying, you know, $80 a plate. You know, we can't afford to have them waiting. So, you know, I'll humble myself and let you know that, you know, this is wrong and everything. But it came out perfect, consistency and everything like that. And that's pretty untamed as far as that goes. But, you know, I did have to humble myself in front of about 10 of my guys.
Days
so
in 10 minutes? Don't try this at home. Not until Chef Lewis coaches you first. All righty, Chef. Those are our questions for the gauntlet here. And I've added one last one. It's one word of advice to the culinary students, for all the young and upcoming, you know, young cooks that are trying to earn that title chef, and they want to really get into this business. You know, they don't understand how beautiful and how insane it is in the same sentence. What's one word of advice you can give to all of our young people out there that are considering the culinary arts or that already are in the culinary arts?
You said one word?
Just give me a piece of advice for them.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. just basically, of course, you're not a chef right away. Just because you wear the uniform, you need to understand that it's a process. You know, you need to master all of these things, and you know, you have to have hands-on experience. You need to be patient, and you know, you need to be able to take direction. And you know, once you get to that point where you know you feel that you're progressing, you know, then you can move to the next level, you know, where your chef feels confident to put you in those places. And then next thing you know, whenever you're being evaluated, you know, you're going to get lifted up to you know, certain positions where you're going to be looked at as a chef. But it's a process. You need to understand that it takes time, and you know, but if you're diligent and passionate, just like you said, you know, you'll be able to make it happen.
It's a lifetime commitment. That's what I always tell everybody.
A chef is not
a job. You know, it's who you become for the rest of your life, you know. And
absolutely.
And it's the most beautiful and the most amazing thing that can happen is when someone officially carries themselves as a chef now. There's not a better person in the world that I'd rather be around, just because you can feel the passion they have for food. And when I'm around people who feel the same way that I do about food, great things start happening. And
exactly.
I love it, and I appreciate it so much, you know. And, you know, I laugh when I see a lot of the guys that are wearing the expensive chef jackets, and they don't even work on the line no more. You know, they don't even know how
exactly.
to get on the line. It's like...
Exactly.
Exactly. And the only my wife, you know, the only reason I'm not on the line right now is because I still want to be married, you know. So it's like I was
exactly.
working 100 hours a week sometimes, you know, for
wow.
certain places. And you know what? Honestly, chef, it's in my opinion for the decision that I made. I have a family, you know. I have kids and my wife, you know. I had to say enough's enough, you know. I want to stay
exactly.
my family. I want to be there for the important things. And, you know,
right.
I've been blessed enough to be where I am today. And now I'm interviewing you. Okay. So chef, tell us what's going on. The airwaves are yours now. We got our questions out of the way. What are some things that are going on with Chef Lewis Henderson that the world needs to know about?
Okay. Well, basically, of course, you said I'm a published author, which it is. My book's called The Bachelor's Guide, and, you know, I've been doing book signings in the Pittsburgh area where I'm from, and, you know, it's starting to be received a whole lot better because I haven't had time to get behind it. I've also started my own culinary classes. I've had, like, maybe 3 to 4 people in each class, but I've sent 3 classes through already, so I've graduated them out. It's a 6-week course, so I'm getting there with that. So I'm able to teach, coach, and develop people.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And you know, so I take a lot of pride in teaching people, and you know, teaching them the right way, you know, the classical ways that we've learned, you know, coming up through the culinary field. And just basically, I have a grandson, one and a half years old. You know, he's a character. I hang out with him a lot, my daughter's a sophomore in college. So, I mean, life is really, really good. I'm glad to be back home in Pittsburgh. You know, I've lived in 26 different states in my whole career. So I've lived a good bit across the country, working for a lot of different companies, but I'm glad to be back home. I'm glad to be able to teach other people, you know, our craft, and you know, I just feel really great about it. Everything's good, the energy's good, and you know, I'm working on my second book project right now.
That's amazing. So what kind of recipes are in this book here, Chef? And also, before you tell us, if you can tell us how to get a hold of the book, you know, if I wanted to purchase a copy of it, you know, how would I go?
Okay, well, you can go onto Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, because I publish through a place called iUniverse, which is a sister company of Barnes & Noble. You can Google it, or you can go on to Amazon and look it up. It's called The Bachelor's Guide, featuring Chef Lou's Delicious Concepts. And it's, you know, it's You can get it on your phone for the digital reader, or you can get the actual paperback book or whatever. So you can find that on there. And the types of recipes that I have, you have some you have some rack of lamb and, you know, some other things in there. Then you have some basics like a pasta with a bolognese sauce, a basic fried chicken. And this is basically geared towards, it's all single people but mainly men and those who aren't very savvy in the kitchen, to be able to express themselves through cooking. And I've simplified a lot of these recipes so, you know, the most average guy or average person can execute these recipes. And, you know, I've it's been received pretty well. All the people that's had it has told me they've made quite a few of the recipes and they feel good with them. I haven't heard anything negative yet. So far, so good.
So what it is pretty much a book. So there's no more excuses. This goes out to all of my wonderful audience out there all over the world, especially for the men, you know, who expect their wives to do all the cooking. Chef Lewis has just set the record straight. Not to hate on you or nothing, but you know what? It's time to get in the kitchen, get the book, and start cooking for your family. You know, in my opinion, Chef, there's nothing better than when a husband cooks for his family, shows them that love, and you gotta be a chef or anything. I mean, even if you got to start off with something small, and it's a passion that grows, you know, make the hamburger helper, you know, make the Stover's lasagna. Eventually, you'll start wanting to do that on your own, you know. And a special shout out to my good friend, Mr. Ryan Burke, who is one of the most amazing foodies, and he epitomizes a husband who cooks for his family, and he's absolutely amazing. So I think it's amazing, Chef, what you're doing. I love the concept of the book. And is the next book going to be geared toward the same concept, you know, trying to get these people who aren't so familiar with being in the kitchen, in the kitchen?
Yeah, basically. I mean, and it's kind of have like two different subjects, because it actually opens your eyes to, you know, when you're dealing with relationships, it gives you a lot of different insights on basically how to deal with basics on relationships. It tells you, you know, if you should, you know, basically listen to a woman or listen to your mate and different things, gives you suggestions on communication and different ideas on, you know, how to build a great foundation with a relationship. So, you know, so we're not dealing with this astronomical divorce rate or, you know, just things like that. So
I got to tell you, Chef, I'm looking at your book here on Amazon, and this is awesome. It says The Bachelor's Guide. Now, is the woman in the picture, is that your wife or anybody?
No. Actually, I couldn't find the picture that I had with my significant others. So I actually got that from the publisher.
Okay. Well, fantastic. It looks really amazing. It says The Bachelor's Guide is written for all, but primarily for those men who have intimacy issues interacting with their significant other. It gives insight on relationships as well as suggestions for date activities. It has a love story or two. Mainly it has some Chef Lou Henderson's best recipes, which have been simplified for those who are not kitchen savvy. Oh, my goodness. And you could get that on Kindle for $3.99 or paperback for $13.46. I think it's amazing, Chef, what you're doing. I absolutely love it. So when should we be expecting to see the next book?
Probably next spring, the way things are going. I had an issue with my hard drive on my new computer, so I actually lost some information. So, you know, it was a little bit of a setback, but I'm plugging right ahead. So I'm looking at next spring.
Okay, Chef, so if we want to get a hold of you, how are we going to do that?
I'm on Facebook, and you can also contact me at chefludini@gmail.com. You can always hit me up, and I will definitely, I'm on Instagram. I'm on quite a few of the social media sites, so, you know, if you just want to look me up or email me, and I'll be happy to hit you back. I'll touch base with any and every one person who wants to reach out to me. I'll be sure to speak or at least email them back.
And to my wonderful audience out there, Chef Lou is one of my personal Facebook friends and Instagram buddies. So if you follow me at Untamed Chef on Facebook, or even if you go to my website, I'll put his information up there this evening in the contact. That way you can definitely get a hold of him. The book looks fantastic. It looks beautiful. And I'm going to go buy a copy of it right now on Kindle, and I'll buy a paperback most definitely, Chef. I'm going to have to send it to you so you can sign it for me, because
absolutely,
we do take a lot of pride in what we do here on Grilling Ideas. We have taken the airwaves by storm. We are a real foodie show who's really representing chefs all over the country and very much the world as well. And I have been blessed to be a part of this. And what we do is very unique. We have an amazing opportunity here to really reach out to a whole new audience of foodies and chefs out there. And remember, it's www.grillingideasradio.com. You can listen to archived shows. It's amazing what we do. And you know what, Chef Lou, I wish you many blessings in all of your culinary adventures and endeavors, you know, and we will be in contact, sir. We'd like to have you again on the show here pretty soon.
Absolutely. I do appreciate you taking the time and you guys having me. I really appreciate it.
You are a rock star, my friend, and please do not be a stranger and give us a call back. We'd love to have you on again.
I definitely will. Thanks again. You guys have a wonderful evening.
Have a great evening, Chef Lou.
All right. Thanks. All right.
All right. Bye now. It's such an honor whenever we can have just amazing talent on. And every one of the guests, we really try to go through and find the best guests that we can have to make the show not only possible, but to share this experience. You know, we want to share the wealth of Grilling Ideas. We want to bring people on and help expose them, help them sell some books. But more importantly, help introduce our audience to such unique chefs and wonderful people. And thank you, Grilling Ideas, for this opportunity. Well, everybody, we're coming down to the wire of our show, and it's been a lot of fun. And I wish you all a happy weekend, and we will be back next Sunday. Have a fantastic evening. Bye now.
When you thought radio was safe, a new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 365 days a year. Coming in 2014.